Hey everybody, this is Kasha with Blue Diamond Staging and Design, and I want to talk to you about Anchor, which is a way to record your thoughts and tips or whatever it is for your business that you want to do. And let me tell you, it's free. It's really easy. You can record right from your phone or your computer. I have the app loaded on my phone, and it's just really easy. When I get inspired as I'm driving on the road, I pull over to the side, I go, hey, let me just talk about this one point that a friend and I were talking about. Or maybe a client brought up to you that, you know what, maybe some other people need this tip too. And Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so you can hear it in so many places. And there's also a way you can make money from your podcast. So download the free Anchor app today or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hi, this is Kasha McDaniel with Blue Diamond Staging with your home staging tip of the day. Today we're going to talk about staging your kitchen. And a lot of times homeowners have questions whether they should replace their old appliances, whether they should spend the extra money on that. And it really depends on how old they really are. If they're in working condition, they're just not updated maybe. You can always have an allowance for the new buyers and set that aside as part of the agreement when they buy the home. So you don't I always have to replace all the appliances. I've had some where they would ask whether they should all match. Should they be all be the same brand? And you really don't have to do that. If they're all the same color, you should be just fine. Same kind of style, no worries there. So as long as they're in good working condition, if they're an older style, like from the 60s or 70s, where you can visually see that they are older, you probably could go ahead and update those. But again, you don't necessarily have to think about doing an allowance for those appliances and set that money aside. Another thing you can do to help stage your kitchen is take a look at the cabinets and see if they are, needs have some wear and tear, if maybe they need some a new coat of paint or something. Some cabinet places will let you just replace the door because maybe they have some nicks on them. If you have pets especially, they scratched up the door, maybe you had some water damage, and the cabinet door itself is not looking so great. Sometimes all you have to do is just get that door replaced. And if there are older colors on there, then again, think about maybe adding a fresh coat of paint on there. And sometimes your painters can do that for you. They have like the booth, where they can take them off and spray paint them, or you just paint the doors. And think about also replacing the doorknobs. Maybe they're, an older style and you just want to, update that. Sometimes that makes a big difference as well. Another thing that you can do to stage your kitchen is definitely remove any clutter that you have on the counter. I know living in the home, you'll probably have piles of paperwork, school kids, information sheets, report cards, notepads, those types of things. Find a basket or, a box with a lid that you can easily kind of put away into a cabinet or something. And just remove the clutter. Anything that you use on a daily basis, like maybe the coffee maker or the toaster, if you use that every day, then go ahead and just leave that out on the counter. But everything else should be put away and neatly stored. And thinking about storage, when you do open up your cabinets, make sure that they're not cluttered and they're not, falling out. Everything's falling out of the cabinet. Because when buyers will look through your cabinets, they'll open it up and see what you actually have in there and decide from there whether they have enough storage. Because if they see things just kind of thrown in there, then they'll notice everything's packed to the gills and will wonder, well, will I even have enough storage? I have a lot of Tupperware, I have a lot of dishes, and they can't even fit their own stuff in here. So take a look at that. Maybe some things that you could probably, you haven't used in years, or you just don't need, like the Christmas, kitchenware. Those don't have to be in there, especially if you're moving in the middle of summer, right? So don't put that in there, box it up, put it away, and show them that you actually have storage. What you can also do is have some nice dish towels, you know, just hanging either on the oven door, on a, if you have a hook or something for it, just to bring some color into the kitchen as well. Make it nice and neat. And please make sure there are no dirty dishes in the sink. That is the hardest part, I think, when people are selling their home. And if you're, especially if you're living in it, that's one of the quickest ways to easily put those dirty dishes in the dishwasher in the morning, get that all started in the morning as you leave to go for work. And that way, when you come back, you have, you know, a clean set of dishes and there's nothing sitting on the counter. So that's one of the first things that, you know, people will see. And yes, they'll get it, you know, but you shouldn't have a stockpile of pots and pans on the side of the counter and the dirty dishes piling up in the sink. Just make sure those are all put away every morning before you head out to work. So those are my staging tips for a kitchen. If you have any questions, you can check out my blog at bluediamondstaging.com. Thanks.